joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 win away at Godalming. Alan, 3 vital points today. The last 5 were a bit uncomfortable, but overall you've got to be pleased with the results.
Yeah, results. It's now 11 more games to go and we're counting down. And like I said, the lads in there, we got 11 games to win the championship or have a go at it and all that. Some people haven't, only got 8 or 7, some of them. So, you know, it's important we've got to win and we as a deer. We went with a different shape and I think it worked. And yeah, I'm pleased with the result more than anything else. I think we're a little bit sloppy at times, but we defended a lot better and we attacked the ball a lot better. And I think we had about 9 corners in the first half and we dealt with every one. So that's pleasing. The two new young lads coming in, Robert and Tom Dillowey, I thought were excellent. And, you know, I'm very pleased for them as well. And, you know, so yeah, I'm pleased with the result. I'm pleased for the supporters as well, who give a lot of back into the day and showed some faith. And, I'm really pleased for them. So I'm pleased for everybody at the football club, you know, after obviously the shambles of last week.
How important was it for Bobby Traynor to get a penalty, get a chance to take a penalty and then convert it after Tuesday?
It wasn't even in question. I was hoping on Tuesday it would go to extra time or penalties because he would have gone and smashed it straight in. And that didn't come in question. I had every confidence he would do that, and I knew he would. He misses one every blinking, you know, 500 or whatever, but there's no doubt about it. He's the best finisher in Raymond South and probably Raymond League, so it's no possible. Bobby, I had no, you know, not why I knew he'd score, you know.
It was a crucial game today and you did throw the youngsters in. Did you have any qualms about doing that?
Not at all. Something's got me to say, if we had it went against us a day, it would have been our fault. But we worked on shape. Hamzy worked on shape on Thursday night. We talked about it between me, Hamzy and Martin, and agreed on the team. On a, you know, I'm not just saying a bubbly pitch. And Chuck's done a great job down here. It was a bubbly pitch and we said that we'll go solid and we'll soak a bit of pressure up. And we've got great players who can up front, who can change games, and it's actually worked today. But I see if it never worked, it would have been my problem.
Luke Garrard was back today. He needed to be at his best. A couple of good saves first half. How did you rate his performance?
Excellent. Yeah, I thought he was brilliant. I thought first half he was excellent. He's commanded his area. He made some good one-on-one saves. He talked very well. And that's great. And, you know, that's him. And he's done well. And he's come back well. He has, like, you know, so good for him.
Dean Lodge didn't make a particularly massive impact last week, but today I thought he made a real difference to the side. He gives you something when he gets the ball, doesn't he?
He does. He made some good runs. It's his fault for the goal, to be honest. He gave a ball away in a silly area when he didn't have to be, and we're 2-0 up in the game's won then. So you sort of have a go at him for that. But he is what he is. He's a great lad, and everybody loves him at the club. Supporters love him. We love him, and we'll get the best out of him. And he's just got to get. He hasn't played for a long time. He's been in a team that's losing every week, so he's. I thought he's joined a good team here. I wonder if we are 1-4, have we? But no, he's a good lad, and he'll get better as games go on.
Are we likely to see Amari Coleman in a K shirt again?
Not at all. I made a mistake. It's my doing. I went with attacking 4 last week, and what Amari done against us in the third game of the season, he destroyed us. And I should have done my homework a bit better, because he come back a bit unfit. But it's my problem. It's my mistake. I've held my hands up. I've let him go ahead. He can go now. So we'll not be seeing him in a K shirt. And good luck to him. But it's not his fault. It's my fault for not checking up on how his fitness was in the other time. I just fought with him and Bobby and Carl and Lodgy. It would be a great fight to get at Quinfin Casuals, but Quinfin Casuals done their homework. I got my tactics completely wrong, and I've got to move on, and I'm sure we are doing it. We moved on today, to be honest.
Are you looking to sign another centre forward then?
We've got Craig Mullen. People forget about him. What a talent he is, to be honest. Like Robert done today and Dillaway done, Mullen's an excellent talent. So before I start trying to sign someone, yes, I am trying to sign 1 or 2 more players if I can. We're only better on what we've got. We've been turned down by a couple this week, that's fine. We lost one to Conference Southside, that's fine as well. But I'll tell you, have a look at young Mullen, the way he's progressing, and the way he's doing. So before I start having a look at these bigger names, if you want to call her, I think you know Adrian Withers has done a great job bringing these lads through, and some of them need a chance. And hopefully these youngsters weren't good at EFC Wimbledon, Sutton and people like that, to know about Kingstonian as a club to come to, because we're not scared to put youngsters in.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, it's got a big game against Fleets. With all due respect to Godalming, that's going to be a tougher game. Are you likely to go with people like Tom Dillaway and Rob Sheridan again?
We'll see. We'll have a think about it. It's not a problem till Tuesday. Some things may come up, some things may go, but it's not a problem till Tuesday. Arnie Sinton, good friend of mine, got things organised there. We've got things organised here. All respect, it'll be a cracking game. We're looking forward to it. We'll be looking forward to it. We fancy it. We do. And he'll fancy it. So it's all for a cracking game. But we've got to have a bit of steel about it. And we've got to be hard to beat again. And I'm sure we will be.
After the results today, we're as we were, 6 points behind Cray with 2 in hand.
Three in hand.
How important is it to make? Yeah, you're right, sorry.
Okay, get your job right, son.
How important is it to capitalise on those games?
Yeah, we've got to. And we've got the Crowbar game coming up, and you know, we've got some games coming up now. It's all right looking back and saying, oh, if we had a win against Crewe, you cannot look back now. That's what, we had a meeting on Thursday, we sorted our problems out, and you cannot look back in football. You get stick along the way, and if I paid £8 to watch that last week, I would have given me stick, to be honest. But the thing is, you get stick as you go along the way, so you've got to enjoy your good times in the game. You've got to battle through the hard times, and the supporters today, what we had done, got some t-shirts made up and being 12th man, it touched us, to be honest, and I would like to thank them as well. I think they've been excellent to have.